Thank you.
These are dry.
Okay. The topic today is the topic of electricity on Shabbos. And whether or not one could use it or not. Again, we usually before like starting this topic, like giving a little bit broader of an introduction. But the truth is, with the advance of technology, the issues are not only about electricity itself. It's the brief overview. Most of the shilohs are going to come up are not only about electricity itself. Just the mamash very quickly. Most shilohs, the way things used to be done back in the day, we used to do many more things manually. We would, for example, you would wash clothes. You go to the river and wash clothing. You'd mow the lawn. You actually take a scissor or the like and actually cut the grass. Now, we harness electricity in order to do all of those things. So obviously the question there is not about electricity per se. Then simply mowing the lawn is a shiloh of kotzer, whatever malacha is involved over there. Or washing clothing, the shiloh of malabin, whether I'm using electricity or not. With the advent of, however, there are certain malachos that need to be investigated from the standpoint of the malachos besides electricity, now that I'm using electricity in order to do them. For example, ksiva on computers, no one ever uses pens anymore. Everyone is using now computers. Is that ksiva or not? And or in terms of bishul with microwaves, those are child and helpless bishul. In terms of the original question of this was incandescent bulbs, is that considered havara when I'm lighting such a bulb? So those are questions, interesting questions in terms of malachos themselves, now that we're using electricity in order to do what we used to do without it. Question number two is electricity itself. We'll get back to it in a few minutes. What issues are involved in turning on and off electricity on Shabbos and or Yontif? Issue number three, which one has to think about, and this is going to be crucial as we're going to want to eventually combine various factors, is what level of kavana am I having when I am causing this gadget to go on and off. When you walk into a room, numerous things are going to happen. There are all types of sensors all over the place. So that's going to, we have to figure out from the standpoint of Dovah Shehinim Miskavim, Psik Reishon, Lachah Shehinim Tzrich Lagufa, Misaseg, etc., how that's going to combine with whatever other issue is going on. Fourth issue, of course, very, very relevant, and what's considered a maista, what's considered a grumma. Very difficult to define grumma, obviously not for today's shiur. A fifth issue, very important, is how miskayim, how lasting is whatever you're doing. You cause a beep over here, you cause a small sound over there, a small light to go on, it goes on and off in a second. Does that have any significance or not? Malacha Shabbos usually need to be Dover HaMiskayim, Malacha Miskayemes. Does that matter? We have to figure that out here as well. Sixth issue is Yonei Mukso, which are involved, touching various switches, various items. And finally, after all is said and done, even if in theory something may or may not be permissible, Medina, one then has to ask the question, should it be done? Is it appropriate to Malacha Shabbos from the standpoint of the Dabar Dover, from Shabbason, from many other Durabanans and or Doraisos, whether or not it is appropriate for Shabbos. I guess some issues have to, whether appropriate even for weekday, those are, again, well, whatever we're talking about, electricity, one should put it in perspective in terms of in all of these other issues which come up. Okay, back to the topic, back at home. In terms of electricity itself, so the original poskim who dealt with using electricity on Shabbos and or Yontif thought, before I get to Shabbos, we'll explain the use by using Yontif. For example, the Bala Aruch HaShulchan was quoted as saying the following. This is in a journal from 100 and about 15 years ago, the early 1900s. That they thought there was no problem in lighting up electricity on Yontif. Why? Because we know one is allowed to be mavir on Yontif. Lighting a fire on Yontif is generally considered permissible, especially if it's with Sorech. And to a certain degree, even you guys learning in Mesechus Beis, this, yes, I'm in the Kol that there's a concept of mitoch as well. So, but however, we all know one's not, one can't be motzi, and one can't be motzi a light from nowhere. It can't be molded. It can't be molded on a chadash. You can't create. You can't strike a match on yontif, as we all know. You could only, but however, you could light from pre-existing light, a pre-existing candle and the like. So the Baal Aruch HaShulchan was quoted as saying that on yontif, I thought there should be no problem of lighting electricity. Why? The leko mishum molid. It's not like striking sulfur, in other words, a match. Within there, within the wood, within the sulfur, does not lie actual fire. It has qualities latent in it of fire. And by rubbing it, that brings out the fire. However, Yesh koach esh mamish elosh eno meir. It already has within it fire. At least koach of fire, whatever that means. Ubi fagesh habez kolchos anegdim zelazeh. And when the positive and negative, when they come in contact with one another, yotza esh lapoel. That fire becomes actualized. The hema kigacheles asher yidei nefichos hapeh. It's like blowing into a hot coal. When you fan that coal, you're not creating a fire, rather you're bringing out the fire that's already there. So that's the Baal Aruch HaShulchan thought about 115 years ago, that already the koach of the fire was already in the electricity. And therefore, by just simply turning the switch, I'm just bringing out that koach. It's not a problem of being molded. The fire, so to speak, is already there. And the opposite of that, by the way, he would be saying that he thinks that on Shabbos, the problem of using turning on electricity would be, I think that it's Havara. I think that would be lighting a fire. So that's how the Baal Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kei nira lefi astaiti, lefi havanasi b'melechas ha'elektri. That's how I envision electricity. It's not so found in our cities. So they can figure out exactly what it is. So what he claimed in the Vardik in 115 years ago, I think is not as relevant in New York City of Toshin Ayin Zayin. I think right now at this point, electricity is quite pervasive. And generally, this idea of the Aruch HaShulchan did last for quite a while. I was told the Rav Shachter Mamish as of today quoted that the Rav himself used to think according to this opinion of the Baal Aruch HaShulchan, and he on Yontif would light electricity based on this svara. He thinks whatever fire was there, that he thought that it was already a form of Eish, and that would be Mutter on Yontif, Aser on Shabbos, based on a form of Eish. Generally, most poskim right now do not consider it to be Eish at all. They generally consider it to be, I'll tell you what it will be in a few minutes, but Eish, generally be considered, if there would be Eish going through the wires, would be in deep trouble. This, that, the wires sometimes get hot and the like, is something which is unwanted. It's not necessary, and it's not inherent into what electricity actually is. Is that in terms of the fire? However, I am told that Rav Moshe, that's also he was investigating whether or not in various forms we could use an elevator on Shabbos. He was very concerned about sparks. That's another concern, I guess, whether the sick ratio of sparks, sometimes when one does plug something in or the like, there are often sparks. So we did want to know whether or not that would be an absolute necessary necessity. There would always be sparks in terms of using electricity. So fire was one idea which was generally mentioned. Most poskim right now do not consider it to be a problem of Havara. Shlomo Zalman argues in this very clearly. Both in the Achiezer as well as in the Ma'orei Eish. And he thought the Mekilim or Dafka Mishum Delo Hevinu Inyan Ha'Elektri Kahogen Adayin Lo Amdu Olav B'diyuk. Exactly as the Baal Aruch HaShulchan said, again, it wasn't so pervasive 150 years ago in Nefardic. As people became more familiar with it, it seemed pretty clear that the issue was not Havara per se. However, that does not mean we're home free. So over the course of the next hour plus, what I'd like to be doing now is presenting many options of what the issue of electricity could be on Shabbos. And they always mention, this is not a multiple choice test. This is not a multiple choice test where the teacher always gets up and tells you that there's only one right answer, and there has to be a right answer. Here, we're presenting many, many options, and they all may be right, and we have to be choshesh for every one of the things I'm about to present. And they may not be right. We're not 100% sure. Poskim are not 100% sure how to exactly evaluate this, but we have to be choshesh for many of these things, or the combination of many of these things. So, one of probably the most famous shitas out there in terms of using electricity, well known, is the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish and Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Sifkaton Tes tells us the following: Od Yesh Bazeh, meaning Bazeh Hadlokas Chashmal, Mishum Tikun Mana. In what way? Kevon Shema Amido Al Tchunoso Lizrom Ezerem Hachashmal Bitvidos. That by you are connecting the electricity, you are establishing it on its in its tchuna, in its form, in its proper in its proper direction, in order Lizro Mezerim to have the current go through it regularly. The Karov Hadavar Zeb Bona Min HaTorah. Again, Karov HaDavar does not mean even the Chazon Ish is convinced of this. He means he's Karov HaDavar. He thinks it's a very good reason to think this. Ka'osekli. Point number one. The Kol Shekein Kan, the Chol HaChutim Mechubarim Lebayis, the Habalei Kibone B'Mechubar. That typically, certainly back in the day, when most of our appliances were attached to the wall, they're attached, most of our electricity is running through the wires, running through our walls. So, as a word of introduction, I'm sure most of you are familiar with this already, we know that halacha is generally ein binyan b'kelim. It's machlokas amorayim, but most generally we paskin ein binyan b'kelim. However, we know there is an exception to ein binyan b'kelim. In what way? When it's tika. Where it describes in many, many different places, whether it be Shabbos, Ayin Hey, learning Sechus Beir throughout Beir Chof Beis, many other places, where it describes when it's Teka, when I firmly place together the two items, that even though I'm dealing with a Kli, Afal Pichein, it is Chayit. What are you Chayit for? That's Machlokas, Rashi, Tosis, and all of those places. Shitas Rashi, that is never a binyan, it's Tzmaka B'Patish. Shitas Tosis is that would constitute binyan, even B'Kel. Okay, whatever it be that as it may. Chazon Ish continues here. So point number one is, I'm dealing with B'Mechubar. Very often, I'm dealing with switches in the wall, I'm dealing with wires in the wall. I'm connecting the two. How does electricity work? As far as I understand it, is that basically in order for the flow of electricity to go from one part to the other, you're connecting the two wires. You're connecting the two sides of the wire, and that is happening b'mechubar. So memela, it's not just point number. It's not just simply making a kli. It's even binyan mechubar. Besides that, even though I'm dealing with a kli, I'm dealing with a flashlight. I'm dealing with a Afal Pichein, that would still be, he argues, Asiyas Kli, that would be making a Kli, because it would be Tika. Because I am firm, the way this is working is I am firmly joining these two pieces together in order that it function, in order that the electricity flow from one side to the other. Avu B'Zein, Nafkusu, Afilu B'Kelim, Chiyagav, Nachoshiv, Kibona. V'psichas hakashmal shemachnis denazerim mechutim choshev le'olam kitika. I think he's hinting at the following, that he kind of knows, Chazanish knows as he's speaking, that there are some questions, inherent questions to what he's saying. He knows he's being mechadish. And as Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Ma'orei Yesh, he asks on him very, very strongly from both perspectives. I was bothered by similar things. So let's say, take first the Mechubra point. Take first the Mechubra point. Okay, it's attached to the wall. So therefore what? So therefore it's binyan b'mechubra. Okay, let's say somebody gets hot on Shabbos. What are they allowed to do? You're allowed to open the window. You're allowed to open the door. We don't say that's what, even though the window and the door are both what? They're both mechubar. Yet, we don't say it's us there, we create a new chumra that we can't leave the house on Shabbos. We can't open doors on open doors and windows on Shabbos. It's not true. The Gemara say clearly in Kuf Chavav on Shabbos that one could open windows, one could open doors, if it's attached already, it's not a problem. So here, the wires are already attached to the wall. It's just a matter of simply opening and shut them. Point number one, the mechubar. Point number two, when I'm talking about making a kli b'tika, is that wire so firmly stuck together? Firmly stuck together, you could speak about it. You post can talk about when you have, you know, those shtenders. You make a shtender, you know, when you have to, other than the fact that even those are maybe made to take apart and put back together on Shabbos, you could talk about that. But when you firmly put those pieces together, you screw the parts together, better than that, flip a place, you break your glasses, and you screw them back on Shabbos, that's tikka. Your glasses are made to stay together until your child breaks them again the next week. So then, so that is tikka. But when you're connecting a wire within a fan, within a flashlight, is that so firmly connected together that would normally be considered tikka? Beyond that, Shlomo Zalman was arguing, he argues that, is this really making a kli? Typically when I make a kli, until now it's completely unusable, but now I turn it into something usable. Here, this kli is made to turn, sometimes to turn on, sometimes to turn off. I'm just simply using it. This is hishtamshus b'kli, I'm not making a new kli every single time I turn it on and off. I'm just simply using the same kli, which is already, this is the way that it's meant to use. It's made to have the wires go back and forth, depending whether it's on and or off. And beyond that, he compares the flow of electricity basically to us turning on the sink in a faucet. Simply, I'm turning on electricity, I turn on and off electricity, I'm turning on and off the water. It's just simply the same thing. Now, just before the shiur, one of the Talmidim here, Rav Zalman, mentioning to me that an electrician was trying to prove that Shlomo Zalman is right. I was very happy to be mechaving to another. Someone told me, a certain one of the Gdolei Rosh Yeshiva told them the same thing, and I don't think that's the correct approach. Chazon Ish may or may not be right, but in terms of the Mitzios, he did not have it wrong. The Chazon Ish understood, as opposed to what we said before about the Aruch HaShulchan. About Aruch HaShulchan, in terms of understanding electricity as fire, so we said the Aruch HaShulchan, again, he admitted, he's saying, I'm talking 115 years ago in Navardic, where electricity is not so mutzli. He's admitting, I'm not sure exactly how it works. I don't know. Based on how I perceive it right now, the Chazon Ish understood electricity. He continues over and over again, Lefi Shikol Hadat, Lefi Shikol Daiti. This is my Hachra Lahalacha. This is how I envision it. He thinks that Einachanami, this is not regular Taka. He thinks this, I would argue, I don't think he thinks this is regular Binyan B'machubar. But he has lines that this is very, very, very different in that, again, this is a beautiful, if you want to see tremendous Kavod HaTorah, yet by honoring it, but yet by being cholik in him at the same time, the letters go back and forth between Rosh Lomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish. It's really kedai to see. They're printed as a, before I go to explain what the letters say, they're printed what was used a lot in working out these shiurim, these topics. They reprinted the Ma'orei Eish. The Ma'orei Eish was written by Shlomo Zalman very beautifully when his mother had hearing problems, an elderly woman, and she had hearing problems. They wanted to put in a hearing aid. So by necessity, he began to look through the halacha of what are the issues in using electricity. Could she use a hearing aid or not? So that made him come to his maskonos, and then he found out about the Chazon Ish. And together with those, he wrote tshuva, they wrote the Ma'orei Eish, all about electricity. Recently, they reprinted, if you see the Machon, which puts out all the Mincha, the new Mincha Shlomos, the black ones. They did an excellent job. They put out two volumes, Ma'orei Eish HaSholem. It deals with any issue that Shlomo Zalman dealt with in electricity and technology. And one section even has an engineer explaining the mitzvahs of various things he was talking about, b'shaita, how they work, what he was talking about, what we could learn from it at the time. It was very work well done, recommended. Ma'orei Eish HaSholem. Anyway, so within he wrote two tshuvas back and forth, he and the Chazon Ish, and where the Shlomo Zalman asked many of these questions I just mentioned. What are you talking about? How can you say this is binyan? How can you say this is tekah? So the Chazon Ish answers back, to ha'inyan tali b'shikol hadas. T'chimon barzel eina mechadish tevach chadosh b'barzel. Simply, if I would be heating up metal, I'm not creating a new tendency in the new nature to the metal itself.
Which page
on the Mamakos are you reading? 3. I may be using new ones. I'm on page 3 for my own, I'm not sure what this is. And the old ones, it's 2. Do'inyun toli b'shikol adas, t'chim un barzel einu mechadish teva chadosh b'barzel, ashachom shochim b'alashav, ha'barzel mas b'l'garashav. That the metal, it takes in the heat for a point, and it's trying to get rid of it. What that means exactly, not positive, but as opposed to here, shimush is that tadiri v'hamada al mitzchunasa al yidei achi b'rachoshen shomishim bone. First of all, herkev prakim zemizeh, and then this is his key line. I think the second one, tikkun hachut atzmi maves lechayim havei bone. He thinks this is not a regular form of binyan and or even binyan b'machubar or tekah. Because here, this is unique, because I am bringing something mimaves l'chayim. Very unique concept, creating life on Shabbos. I am, basically what he's trying to say, I believe, is that this is not a regular binyan, rather because I'm creating something new, davar chadash, I'm infusing this with electricity, that itself gives it a unique character of binyan, and that will change a little bit, that will change the regular rules of whatever would normally do. I would put it this way, the regular tzakah has to be a certain strength. But here, the fact that electricity is now flowing through these wires, which until now weren't accomplishing anything, that itself gives it a chashivos of binyan, which it otherwise would not have had.
So, meaning we might be too scared to ignore the Chazon Ish HaShekel Adas, but certainly like his contemporaries could certainly.
Absolutely. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I don't. Well, my point is. Yeah, exactly.
He's not mistaken
in what electricity is, exactly. That is a Shekel Adas, and Gedolei Torah could argue about Shekel Adas and Halacha.
But it's a huge
Chiddush. These are huge Chiddushim. These are Chiddushim Halacha. That's what I'm saying. It's a mistake, I believe, to think that. to think that understanding electricity better will get one would have gotten the Chazon Ish to change his mind. I don't think that's the issue. These are chidushim halacha, 100%. He knows karov hadavar mimav eslachayim. These are unique concepts, but this is a unique. Electricity is unique based on other things that we've seen. Yeah, and he repeats this idea as well. That's why it's different than other metals, etc. And again, the Chazon Ish doesn't think it does not mean. I'm sorry, the Shlomo Zalman. This is not mimavis l'chaim. This is simply usage. This is regular usage of a regular kli. That's more of a question of how to perceive electricity, not a question of what it is. It's a question of how halachically to look at it. Okay, so that is, in short, there's a lot more of very interesting discussions going on. It's kedai to read between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish. You could find it there in the Moreish. So for him, the issue basically is, the issue is basically by creating the circuit, by enabling the electricity to go from one part to the other, that is a form of binyan, whether it be the mechubar and even for us, whether it be bekelim, because for him it's considered a form of tika, and that I'm firmly putting these pieces together, and in as much as I'm joining it in order that electricity could flow through. Parenthetically, within this sheet there are interesting discussions. We'll get 2 minutes on this. Maybe one I'd like to get back to a little bit more later. Discussions whether or not you would say the same thing. Did he mamish mean that this is mechubar? If, let's say, the electricity is off right now, right? Let's say there'd be I'm sure it was much more common in Bnei Brak back in the Chazon Ish's time that there'd be, I'm sure, regular blackouts. And things much more primitive, then at a time when there's no electricity running through those wires, and I simply connect those same wires in the same way, would it have the same mashmos? Would it have the same mashmos or not? So that's a discussion within the Chazon Ish. I have it there on the, I think it's on the Maamar Kolmos there, Rav Greinemann I believe it's his nephew, brother-in-law, nephew, I guess both.
Yeah.
They're both. Then they're discussing whether or not the Chazon Ish would even ask there in a situation of a blackout, there's no electricity that really gets to the yisod of what we're talking about. Is the problem simply the wires being joined together, or is the problem deeper than that? Because the problem only because of electricity flowing.
I was
going to
say, perfect point. Sounds like the isn't the circuit, but rather the electricity
going through it. Right. It could be, one could be machalik, it could be machalik between b'kelim and mechubar. The mechubar, it would be very mistaber to think, at least in his mind, not obvious, but it could be in mechubar, it's at least b'mechubar, there's reason to think it's real binyan. B'kelim, where the issue is taka, is this really taka, not so pashit, what makes it taka is the fact there's electricity going through it.
Electricity connecting
to
them, getting it.
Well, right. Which maybe one could be machalik between mechubar and it could say either way, even mechubar, it's just simply using it. But right, exactly, electricity giving it more, right, connecting to it, giving it more of a. The other issue, something I'd like to get back to later on within this Chazon Ish, again, as we're talking mostly. Is Manenu, we'll elaborate a little bit this on that a little bit later. Meretz Hashem, I hope that is Manenu, no one really turns on and off turns off appliances anymore. What do I mean by that? You take out your phone, you take out your computer, and all you do is press the button, and now all types of things are going on in your phone. Or all types of things are going on. You press the button, and all types of things are going on the screen, computer. And I just didn't turn on the computer, but rather what the computer basically already was on. So what's happening, as far as, again, I'm sure the people out there understand this much better than I do, that, as far as I understand, you're using transistors. You're using, basically, it's already on, and by my pressing this button, there's already a certain amount of electricity which is flowing through these wires, and by my pressing this button and pressing these buttons, I am now causing a greater flow of electricity to go through. I'm causing these wires to be more susceptible, more right. Good for a good English word. For a good, it's more right to be makabel electricity, to be a better the conductor of electricity. So, in that case, am I really creating in the same type of way? It's the opposite of connecting the wires when the electricity is off. Here, the wires are already connected. Yet, all I'm doing is bringing electricity. I'm causing electricity to flow through. So, which one do we take seriously? That's another Leibnitz discussion between some of the poskim. And again, I think we have to. The reason whether or not we're actually literally choshesh for the Chazon Ish, but similar things, there are reasons to be concerned about it. Certainly, within the Chazon Ish, were those who thought that was a problem as well. The Chazon Ish thought. I'm sorry, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought, but that's the Chazon Ish. If I understand him correctly, then he would certainly think that would be the deeper problem. That is, even when they're transistors, you're not actually turning off. The wires are already connected, but I'm doing something externally to make the wires more conductive. That itself would be a problem of the same. Would constitute the same problem. Which leads me to the shita, which I believe the most interesting and the most possible, the most one that I'm choshesh for the most. And my sheet is page 6. If you want to follow in my Makomos, now that it's on the same ones, that's what sheet would. Those are following along on page 4, bottom of page 4. Now, Rav Asher Weiss in recent Tshuva thought the problem of the Chazon Ish. Someone asked him this. It actually started with a shayla. Someone had the following idea, and they asked a shayla. They thought, for some reason, which is very unclear to him, that the only reason one can't be choshesh, one can't turn on and off electricity because I'm closing a circuit. And for some reason, the Shoel thought that, let's say, when one opens the doors, and the hotel doors, you know, you put in the key, you put in the card, and for some reason he thought you weren't completing a circuit, the Shoel. And therefore he thought based on the Chazon Ish, it should be mutter to open the doors, the hotel doors on Shabbos. So, Rav Asher Weiss says, he has no idea what he's talking about. He says, first of all, you're not creating a circuit. I don't know what you're talking about, Pinsias. Okay, that I'm not interested in right now. But he says, besides that, he says, what are we going to do? We're going to make makel now based on the Chazon Ish? We're going to say, again, I mentioned before, we say this is a multiple choice test. The question is whether or not the Chazon Ish is right or wrong. So if we don't pass make the Chazon Ish, then Mimela, anything else is going to be mutter. Can't say that. No reason to say that. There are many other reasons which we'll get to, which we'll speak about, why there may be problems here. And he said, if you ask me, I think the problem is the following. If you ask me, we'll give some words of introduction. There is a very, very fascinating Yerushalmi, which tells us the following. Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Avdin hayu b'hai pirka tlashinin. They were learning Maseches Shabbos, and which particularly the seventh parak of Shabbos, Klal Gadol, they were learning it for 3 years. Okay, I wonder what yeshiva they were in. Polug afkun minei arbon choser echad toldos al kol chada v'chada. They were able to find 39 toldos for each and every one of the malachos. 39 times 39, do the math, everyone take off your shoes and socks, figure it out. It's a lot of malachos. A lot of toldos. Man de Ashkechon Mismach Samchon, whatever they were able to find, Avos 4, they said that will be a Tolda, that seems similar to Malabain, that seems similar to Borer, that seems similar to Havara, etc. Hodelo Ashkechon Mismach, this that they didn't find something to lean on, to Avdune Mishum Make Bipatish. They say, you know what we'll call this? Make Bipatish. It's a tolda and or unclear, maybe probably a tolda of Make Bipatish. So up to Pnei Moshe, what does that mean? Mashe Matsu Las Michal of Samcho, Mashe Lo Matsu Las Michal of Asa tolda of the Make Bipatish. This is an amazing chiddush, first of all, in terms of toldos. Understanding toldos, we usually understand that what are toldos? The first you have an Av Malacha. Then various things are similar to that Av. Memela, they say, oh, Borer is the Av Malacha Borer. This is similar to Borer, so therefore this is also a Tolda of Borer. This is also a Tolda of Kotzer. Here, the way this Yerushalmi is portraying the way toldos come about is that no, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were sitting there and they were looking at all different types of things that people do, and they said, "Ooh, you can't do that on Shabbos. Why not? So that's similar to Bora. Can't do that on Shabbos. That's similar to Gozes." Other things they said, you know, you just can't do that on Shabbos. And what? I don't know. You just can't do that on Shabbos. You just can't. They, as Chazal, felt that that was inappropriate as an Issur D'oraisa. They thought that was a Tolda, probably meaning a form of Meleches Machshavos, which you cannot just pinpoint any one of the 39 or anything even similar to any one of the 39. It simply is usher per se as a cholistic category of Meleches Machshavos. Ibn Ezel quotes a Rambam which describes Mapis Mursa popping a pimple as a form of Meleches HaRofim. Meleches HaRofim. Simply because it's what the Rofim do, that Gufa makes it awesome. That's Ibn Ezra understands, but that's a Rambam. Similarly, if Rabbi Rosenzweig once explained the very Shver Rashi on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. Describes there a problem of one can't burn Truma on Yontif, Shabbos and Or Yontif. Even though maybe an Aseya burning, you can't burn Truma on Shabbos and Yontif. Fine. Mura continues though, what else can't I do? I can't even feed it to a dog. Rashi says, Tar Achshavei L'Malacha. You go figure out what Malacha is feeding Truma to a dog. As far as I know, it's not one of the 39. What is he talking about? What malacha is it? Right. One of the Hasbarim at the time, this goes back a while, I hope I remember correctly, but if I remember correctly, that's one of everyone they suggested at the time, and this, I think suggests the same, that the pshat in that Rashi is that it is a form of Makeh B'Patish. So if you do something of Chashiva in that situation, it's burning Chuma, not by burning it, but by feeding it to a dog. That would be Achshavei L'Malacha. That's a form of Chashiva's Meleches Machshavos, which couldn't be done on Shabbos and or Yontif. So, if one takes it in this way, he argues turning on and off electricity may or may not fit the exact rubric of any other of the 39 malachos, made an Avar Tolda. But what? But Ein Lecha Meleches Machshavos Gedola Mizu. We're basically harnessing technology in order to do whatever we want to do with it. That gufa is Meleches Machshavos. Gufa hitting Shabbos, it's gufa where the Torah's point to Shabbos, Kilo. It's gufa what Meleches Machshavos is. And the truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman already, years before, he already thought of such an idea. He thought it wasn't true, but he, I believe in Chashlomo, this is, I'm sure it's in Norish also, he also entertained the following possibility, he entertained that possibility. And the truth is, Rav Asher Weiss didn't invent this, besides the Yerushalmi, but Rav Moshe and Etshuva, when he was asked about using microphones on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, they asked me, what's the problem? He quotes four different issues which are involved. This is in Simon and Chelek Dalid, Simon Pei Dalid. First of all, Kivon de Kol Hanishma, Eino Kol HaAdam Asmo, the voice being heard is not the person's voice. Elo Kishem Edaber Nasir Roshem Shel Havarosa Shom, apparently in the microphone. Umashe Nishma Hu Kol Havara, what's heard is an echo. Zehu Shash Isir De Oraisa, Bimashe Bidiburo Nasir Roshem. Be'ezeh makom b'microphone. I guarantee you it's not Borer. What in the world is he talking about? What malacha is this? Zechshash iser de'oraisa b'mashe b'diburo naser roshem be'ezeh makom b'microphone. Yesh al kolponim ezech shash malacha. So he tells you, we don't have to guess. It's not Borer. It's not, I guarantee it's not Gozes. What is it? Ulai have a market passage, Ulai Bona, Vish Lochush, the Isser de Raisa af, below is Shalois, Shalo Borho Isser. Where is he coming from? So I think he's hinting at exactly what we're coming from, this type of Yerushalmi. His Rav Moshe's sense was, this is what I've heard from other Gedolei Israel, that we are not Chazal. We are not sure what this is. If Chazal would have been here, we really believe, the Gedolei really believe that they would have answered. They would have answered this Midah Raisa as a form of Makim Bepathish. Or something. They felt this gufa is a form of malachas machsheves, which can't be allowed. Which is exactly what the Torah is trying to. If you take the lumbus, whatever the Torah is asering, that's gufa what the Torah is asering. Are we sure of this? We're not sure of this, and this is going to be important why we're not sure of this in a minute. That's idea number one. Idea number two. This is even more interesting. It's relevant to the transition discussion I mentioned before. Shelfi midas hakol is the second reason he asks this. Shelfi midas hakol nigdal koach hotzoach ho'elektri. The more you speak into that microphone, parenthetically, the same thing's true for a telephone. Nimsa shebediburo nimsa magdil umaktin es ho'elektri. The more one speaks, the more output the electricity is, more current is coming through. V'roen ze bechush v'histamshus bekochos ho'elektri. Again. Yesh chashash iser deraisa af below havara yesh la'ayin b'zeh tuval l'maisa. Again, is Rav Moshe sure of this? He's not sure of this. Barai is not sure of this. This is in the very next tshuva, the next one or the previous one, I remember. The next one, the very next tshuva, deals with a hearing aid. So the issues seem very, 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 very similar, if not exactly identical, between the hearing aid and the microphone. To which, the two Issei D'Oraisa, which he speaks about, forgetting about I'll get to the two Issei D'Rabbanon, which he's choshesh for the Issei D'Rabbanon of, first of all, you're afraid of people generally connect electricity on Shabbos. It's a form of. It's a form of Shvisas Kalim, which is Aser, not for now. And secondly, it's a form of Shema Yisak and Klushir. Okay, those are two Yisiri Darbonim that he's worried about using the microphone. Fine. But, so now, in terms of contrasting to So the hearing aid, which is the very next tshuva, it's not like one's, you know, one's found and who knows where, and the other one some in different sections, the very next tshuva, noagin lahakel. So first of all, the generally mechubar, here they're mechubar well in advance. Secondly, there's no problem with avsha milsa or the like. A mishami sakin klisher is only within the person's ear itself. It's not. Or beyond that, maybe we're not going to make zeros and a low plug for a chola. Any reason why we take away the drabanans? Now, you'll tell me about the raisos. Afshash had beis the magdil korach electricity. Nami eino iser baror. Ulachain ain lester lechola letzorah gadol. That's also more complicated, not for now. Who's involved in doing this here, whether the person who's wearing it or the person speaking to him. But the more point I wanted to make is, again, for him, this is an iser she'eino barer. In terms of these electricity questions, I think it's very, 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 very important to do it, to dine on this on two different levels. One is on the l'chadchila level. L'chadchila level, we should never put ourselves in this situation. We never use it. We shouldn't be using it l'chachila, because we should be happy. We should have all of these chashos. Then you have to figure out all types of b'di'evit situations, whether it be for cholim, whether it be for security, whether it be simply you're now stuck in a room because if you go out, you're going to cause all types of sensors to go off, and those are very different b'di'evit situations. Otherwise, if one of the reasons why we have to give this shiurim is because, again, electricity and technology and all these things are now all mamish all over the place, and without knowing what the coolers are, then we're mamish, one would be stuck in there, we'd be frozen on Shabbos at this point. We'd be frozen. We can't move anywhere anymore without your picture is being taken somewhere. Big Brother is watching. Besides the Ayin Roeh.
Is the hearing aid one also on the sheet?
I do have it. Yes. And mine is footnote 30. I may have added more after.
It's a footnote, though.
Yeah. It's a minus footnote 30, so approximately it should be about the same thing.
Okay, great. Got it.
Okay. Anyway, based on this idea, this is very, very important. This is Rashi Weiss's idea, which Rav Moshe, I think, already had in mind, that the issur of electricity is not necessarily the making the circuit, a classical bonet. It may lead to both kulos and chumras. Chumras are, number one, is that even though I'm not connected to any wires, there's nothing to do with any taka or binyan, it's this is going to be much more pervasive than anything which I'm connecting to any wires. It has to do with activating a kli, doing something chashuv. Based on the same svara, Rashi Weiss created kulos, which are going to be very important doing that. Now, you argue the following. You say, Now, let's say you were dealing with this very, very common. We're going to create understand some of the kulos based on whatever we're saying right now. This is also very, very typical. Let's say you're a doctor who always has to walk with a telephone. Right, he's always on call. He always has to be worried about the koach nefesh. He has to walk around with a telephone. And or, let's say this person has Alzheimer's or they're in prison. They're in house arrest or something like that, and they always have to be wearing a GPS in order that people know where they are. So are they allowed to go out with that? I'm not asking hotzal questions right now. With that phone and or that GPS. I'm not worried about the hotzal. What am I worried about? If you think about it, every time you move from room to room, what happens? You have, you know, various bars, reception bars on your telephone. You go from over here, you go over there, in certain places it's more receptive than others. So the bars on your screen are going to change as you're going to move. That gufa has a difference in electric current, change of current, change of breaking circuits, creating circuits all over the place. Or the, I don't know, I mentioned so that maybe they gufa may work on transistors. I don't know the materials. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. If anyone knows, then don't take offense. Now, so do I have to be concerned of those type of things on Shabbos? And it's also going to have very, 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 very much relevance, I think, to the typical, we'll spell this out more in a few minutes. You know, the typical sensors, which as you go anywhere, you know, a light's going to go on over there, sound is going to be heard over there. Various things are going to happen as you walk around your house, the streets, the hotel, whoever you... So do you have to be concerned about that? So now let's think about this. Kivon de'ein, these are the words of Rav Asher Weiss himself, but we'll build on this more in a minute.
Where are you now?
I'm on my own footnote 24. But it may have changed. It's 23 in there.
Page 5.
Kivon de eino iser machmas etzem hazerim. Right? The iser is not per se the electricity, and I'll add in, and or the creating the circuit. Ella machmas ha de have. Meaning, electricity per se is not a problem, according to this mahalach. What's the problem? Is that there's a form of an achshave. There's an achshave when you do something choshev with it. When, until now, your computer was off, and now you turn your computer on, wow, now I have a ke'ilu with the Chazon Ish, and mimavas l'chayim. If you ask me, I even think the Chazon Ish had that in mind. had this type of idea in mind. I think he wasn't so clear in saying it. I think he had this type of idea. He may have needed to connect it to regular form of binyan. I'm not sure about that. But the problem again is not just simply the extra electricity and or creating the circuit. Ella machmas hod to having macrophage that day it's yira chadash. And now that I turned on that appliance, until mimela eino oser ella emkain the ikav eskiras amagel to elas v'totzah galuyu har nires leinayim. It's only going to be oser in as much as now I have something choshev which was created. Ayidei that circuit. Ayidei that electricity. Simply. The fact is, no electricity. No. What's the big deal? It's only going to be a problem in as much as that there is an achshavei to talk about. Avu belavach ileko shum srach malacha kigon b'shino yes hamod shel machshir shmiya memelei de alichos mivakon lacha. We'll give another example. Yes, someone wearing a hearing aid. Apparently, the way it works is that apparently it knows how much noise is around. No, if it's in a very in a library, then we're supposed to, where nobody's supposed to be talking, and then it's gonna be in a much quieter mode. It's gonna be in a work area where you know there's all type of where you have all types of construction going on around you, and there's all types of noises. So then it knows to lower itself. Somehow it picks up. Deeper than I don't know how it could do it, but apparently the technology is advanced well enough that it can do those type of things. Now, so is this person who's wearing the hearing aid allowed to go from place to place? Whenever he goes someplace, it's going to be changing. It's constantly going to be changing having more koach to less koach, more electricity to less electricity. you could debate any of these points. Some of these may be going too far. Some of these are really desired by the... I'll get to this more in a few minutes. To analyze this more halacha in a minute or two. So every step that it... Right. Okay. Go mishem mechuber lemechuna veischolim kivishmerah kol simanav hachayachianim. Person who's attached in a hospital. They're measuring all his vital signs. Is he allowed to move? Every time he moves, is it increase his heartbeat? He's gonna increase his. I have no idea what happens when a person moves. Many various different things happen within the body, and that's going to all be sensed by these various sensors he's attached to. So is he allowed to? I'm not sure. We'd have to tell him that you'd have to sit there like this all Shabbos. But could he do excessive motion? Could he do? Or as I mentioned, or a person attached to a GPS for various reasons, or a person is carrying a phone. All of these examples are cases where the electricity, the amount of electricity, the current, and the various things are going to be changing constantly based on his movements. But based on this svara, based on this idea that the issue is only a form of achshave, therefore it will only be problematic when I'm going to be doing something significant per se. These are some of the ideas electricity could be the right. So I'm gonna maybe finish up the next few minutes as how some of the abundance which have been suggested. Again, it's crucial to know. Let me do it this way. Before I go on, it's crucial to know, number one, whether or not the issur, whatever it is, whatever type of issur I'm dealing with, is the raisa of the Rabbanon. That's going to be essential. And again, of course, we don't violate the Rabbanon, but it's crucial to know whether it's the Rabbanon and combining with many, many other types of kulas. When something is not counted the Rabbanon in terms of Yerua Akum, in terms of Sikresha Delune Chalais, in terms of, For obvious reasons, it's essential to know whether or not we're dealing with Idaraiso and or Drabanon. Drabanon would be mutter, possibly Tzorach Cholim, Shalom Makom Sakana. So obviously it's essential to know whether we're dealing with Idaraiso and or Drabanon, point number one. But also, as the Catholic was pointing out, in terms of what is the Bein Doraiso, Bein Drabanon, what the character of this Isser is, what's the nature of this Isser, what is it? Is it a form of binyan, literally, when I'm creating the circuit? That's the seemingly a more objective problem. Are we concerned about, as we spoke about, fire? There are occasions, certain times, that there's going to be a spark every time, that may still be a problem. In terms of, is the problem simply a type of achshaveh, of makeh b'patish? You can speak about, first of all, makeh b'patish, both the form of achshaveh. You could even say it's simply making the kli. It's that gufa could be a form of makeh b'patish. I'll explain more in a few minutes. Now let's move to the abundance. Before I get back to some of these extra points, one of the more famous shitas as to why electricity is forbidden is the opinion of the Beis Yitzchak. On my sheet, it's 9. Again, yours, it's... ...6. Thank you. So the Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkis, again, estimate he lived about 100 some odd years ago. He, again, you guys are learning Maseches Beah, says that the reason why electricity is forbidden on Shabbos and or Yontif is that, where it says, Beah Dachav Gimel, it's Osir Le'ashen Al Gabe Cheres. Why? One cannot Le'ashen, to smoke. I don't mean here what the Surgeon General forbids. I mean, it's Osir here to smoke the smoke onto even the concern here that asking even to put the smoke into kalim. Let's say you want your clothing to smell well, to smell, to have a good fragrance. So that is going to be forbidden. Why? So Rashi explains. The Gemara says, "I'm sorry. Avol das rabba the oster to come molid recha. You're being, it's a form of being molid davar chadash. Until now, we spoke about that in terms of molid davar chadash on yontif in terms of striking a match. Here, we're speaking about it in terms of in terms of being molded a reyach chadash seemingly into the kli or into the kli. Okay, so Bis Yitzchak made this extension and said that what? The same way that it is forbidden to be molded, I don't know, I want my shirt to smell good. So what do? You rub some besamim into it, onto it, and therefore it smells better afterwards. So the same thing he thinks is true when I take a kli and I infuse it with electricity. When I infuse that kli with electricity, it's also being molded a davar chadash. And even this, ironically, you could say in two different ways, also very, very interesting. Does he mean, I think he picks this example that some of the Achronim point out, some of the later, Shlomo Zalman, I think I saw this, Professor the Sefer Marche Lev. So you would think that meant Marche Lev of the heart. No. Marche Lev means of Professor Lev, like Machon Lev, Machon Lev in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a Sefer. He was an engineer. He was really holding. Rabbi Bronstein told me years ago he came here and gave Shiurim to Smicha. And I think he was obviously holding much more in electricity than I am when he was giving me Shiurim. So in terms of the physics of it. So I think he was here for 1 year, I was told. So Machon Lev, he discussed whether or not the reason why the Beis Yitzchak took this example. He didn't speak about the example of lighting a fire. Why? Because lighting a fire is simply, I'm creating the fire stam. I'm creating the fire within itself. Here, his word is Eim Ashtin Esakelim means what? I'm infusing the kli with something else. So the same way, I'm not just simply, one thing is, these are maybe two different questions. One is creating electricity per se. Generating electricity, how would I view that? Question number one. That's generally not as relevant for us, but that would be for the generator type of, you have water, I mean, obviously you can't light a fire in order to do so, certainly on Shabbos. But maybe on Yom Tov, in theory, what could you talk about? How would that, just simply generating electricity? Question number one. Would that be molad davar chadash? And the other issue would be, how about being molad davar chadash by injecting, infusing the kli, whatever the flashlight, the computer, the name the kli, the fan, with electricity. That could be, that's why I explained, that's why it's a Yisrael Shmel, because he picked this example, because you're infusing the kli with electricity the same way you're infusing the kli with reya. Now, again, this is clearly to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. I'm not dealing anymore with Issa D'Raisa. But it is very, very interesting to discuss whether or not this actually is so obvious to apply this to electricity. Why? And first, whether it's so obvious to apply it to electricity, and then we'll move on to see what nafkaminoshuk comes out of this. There is a question number one is it true that every time I create something, that's going to be b'chlal molid? The Gemara discusses already, again, we're dealing seemingly with an intangible. So the Gemara asks, there's reyach, okay? How about every single time I create a new coal, a new sound? So the Gemara in Erev in Daf Kuf Dalet has machlokas. Rav Huna v'Rabba. I kol olude kola aser b'Shabbos. Any sound is aser. Or the way we paskin, dafka klei shir. Why? And if it would be dafka klei shir, the easiest way to understand that is because Shema Yisakin klei shir. I can't play a guitar because I can't tune the guitar. However, simply if I knock on a door, that's or the like, it's not a kol shel shir. We pass in as much. You're allowed to knock on the door on Shabbos. So why is it not a problem with molid? Why is it not a problem with molid? So part of the answer to that question could very well be that not all intangibles are created the same. You have to be machalik between. The Gemara often compares kol ma'ariv v'reyach. Gemara psachim b'af chavav dein b'me'ila. Okay, they're intangibles, but not all intangibles are as intangible as the other. Not all intangibles are created equal. So once that's the case, is it so glaringly obvious? Where exactly does electricity fit into this mix? Right? I'll give another example. How about kol ma'ariv v'reyach? How about if I create a ma'ariv? I create a vision on Shabbat. Without ksiva, without...
A hologram.
What's that exactly?
You portray with light something that looks like...
Oh, very good. You create a vision with light. Yeah, so would that be prohibited? So clearly, no one ever, as far as I know, ever prohibited that. So is it so obvious to apply to any intangible electricity? Would that be molded?
Maybe the intangible thing is not right. A problem in the Yesh Be'ayin kind of molded, but it is
into
a clean, confusing one.
Yeah, that could certainly be. Now let's move to the other direction, since you're asking that question. Since maybe the infusing one could be worse, 100%. And there you have to clarify from the other direction a little bit. So wait, and maybe this would answer the next question as well. This is, and my sheet's page 10, from the Beis Vav L'Chachamim. Also, that's one of those early journals. Page 7. Avo ayin beis vav l'chachamim. Page 7. What's that? It's bolded. Yeah. Deleka b'chashmal molid. Kevon energia kvar kayim b'tachanus hakolach. It's not like I'm creating something new at all. It's already in the color. I think that the answer is going to be what you're saying. Rak ma'aviro eslam, I'm simply bringing it to myself. First of all, and second of all, Ayesh Lachalik, oh, the Lekha Bishamola, it's the Havel Gamri, Kedobrish Ein Bo Mamish. In other words, from two opposite Sfaras, they're asking, it's that Echod, it's totally intangible. And the first reason, it's already, whatever it is, it already exists. All you're doing is transferring it. It's like I'm moving the water over. So the answer appears to be, this is what we're exactly as you just suggested, that maybe there's a difference between exactly creating new and simply to remain stamina filter, right? To remain by itself, wherever it is, or to be infused into the kli. That's where I think where they're coming from, is that we are, when I'm injecting, infusing this kli with the electricity, that itself will make it more problematic. Okay, that may be distinguished. Electricity already existed by the plant, and I may be an intangible. Great, it's an intangible. Once it gets into that kli, now I have I brought it mimavis l'chayim, and
it's
a
din in the kli. The din is the
kli. It's exactly. It's a din in the kli. Exactly. It's not a din in the energy per se. It's a din in the kli. Exactly. Now, within these discussions, finally, the last, before I create describe some of the very important nafkamina which come out, the last idea I want to bring out, I believe, is that I'm told is the sheet of the Rosh Shechter. Someone said they heard the shiur from him today. So, that this is a very towards the very end here, Rav Shechter thought the problem is the general drabanon of tikkun mana. I didn't need the problem of molid per se. The general of a tikkun mana drabanon of turning on and off electricity. I think he bases it on a sugya on suvis dasamach tsinor shalubo kashkashin. You have a pipe which has all types of impediments that you're allowed to unclog it. Mishum da'avi makapadah shalokadako. It's a form of drabanon. Drabanan anyway, he thinks. Is that what he said today? Who was that? Someone was there. He didn't mention that.
You're saying the shir given today, or someone mentioned to you today that he heard the
shir was given today. So that's I don't know. Okay. Anyway. So, and it's quoted as having said that it's an isra tikkun mana drabanan. Yeah. Okay. Some of the important, let's go back to molar for a second, we'll use that as a frame of reference, but all, some of the very, very important nafkamina which exists, of all of these things, like discussed in the next 10 to 15 minutes, next very interesting nafkamina. One of them is let's say it's already on. The utensil is already on. And I want to make it stronger, higher, louder. Is that the same exact problem? So let's go back to the last one for a second in terms of molids. It's very, very complicated, but you probably say a lot of the same svaras on the Raisa level as well. The Gemara there, that same Gemara in Beya, discusses, I brought the Gemara itself, Chaf Gimel speaks of the following. This is on Chaf Gimel. It's Schufi, Kasta B'Shiroi B'Yom Tev L'Asa. You can't basically cover a Kli with cover a kli with besamim on top of shirayim, on top of clothing, in order to become molel recha. Ask the Gemara, umayshna mi molelo umeriachbo. Why is it forbidden to? I'm sorry. Why is it mutter to rub together a form of besamim and then smell into it? Why am I not being molel recha? The Gemara answers the following. Hasam recha mia isa, the osufe dekamosif recha, and all you're doing is adding. The osufe dekamosif hacha olude dekamolid. Here I'm creating it completely. So it seems that if I'm doing all, the issue is being mosif recha. This is Gemara Chaf Gimel. That if I'm just being mosif, it should be permissible. However, if it would be that easy, elsewhere, the find it here, sorry. The din in the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Magen Avraham. They're machalik between. Oh, right. Problem is the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes these dinim, the osel harish lasum reach bebeged after the kfar ikor reach acher. What's going on? Either one could be machalik, I think, this room, exactly as we were machalik. That's one thing when I'm putting it into a kli. That's a little shver from the Gemara, but the Gemara equates it to. The way, with Mr. Brewer, other post Gemara machalik right there, and I have it down with what Simon. If you look on the Gemara Chaf Gemel, you see what Simon it's brought. Tufkof Yidal, here we go. Here, it's in Tavkof Yid Aleph, the Magen Avraham there. The Aser Hechod the Mosir Reach Beged Chadash. What's going on? It seems to be yesh lechalek between this. Well, I'll explain this in a minute. Yesh lechalek whether or not you're adding the same reyach or you're adding a new quality of reyach. That's what you're adding a different way. It has one reyach, you're adding another one. Why is this significant? For the following reason. And this is gets back to transistors and what I spoke about before. Let's say a kli is already on. I saw this idea, it's very relevant to transistors, but I saw this idea in terms of one of the machonic technology, or not the other one, SOMET, I think this was. SOMET, both two different things. But SOMET, they wanted to have a wheelchair, which if it were on, all the Shabbos would burn out. It would burn out very quickly. A battery operated wheelchair, which if it were on the entire Shabbos would burn out very quickly. But what do they want to do? Use the same type of mechanism like we're talking about before, like I mentioned, the transistors. What do you need? If you simply use a transistor, that it's barely on. It's on all of Shabbos. You don't have to turn it on and off. So you don't have to create a circuit. But whenever, let's say it's going to go on and off, and you set it with, and all you have to do is tell it when you're going to be ready. You do some part of the thing they want to use either grumos or they use a set of timer, different ways, however that's going to work. Let's say the easiest way is it's already on, and when you want to use it, all you have to do is touch something, and now you want to go to shul, and those you want to go to shul, so now the current's going to get much higher than it was. But it was on the entire time, but barely on. So what does that mean? So does that work or not? So if the problem was simply, technically, turning on the switch, if we think like the Chazon Ish, the issue is only about making a circuit. So seemingly, one could argue the case, the circuit's already on, the circuit's already connected, so it's just a matter of, so to speak, all I'm doing is adding electricity, big deal. If that were the only problem involved. However, if, let's say in terms of molded, in terms of whatever, many of the ways you want to look at things here, certainly in terms of activating the kli. If until now it couldn't work at all, certainly. Until now it couldn't move, it was just on. Right now, again, this computer is on. Right now it could do absolutely nothing. However, once I press it again, then now it could start doing things. Right? Now it's able to start doing things, that already, now I gave it mashmos, I turned it into a kli right now, that itself causes the problems. Until now, it was something, even though I didn't create a circuit right now, in the literal sense of connecting wires, but I turned something unusable to something usable. So too, if the issue, depending what the issue is in terms of mosif, in terms of shinui zerim, this is one of the issues they talk about right now. Shinui zerim, it's already on, but I'm just changing the current. Changing it, increasing it, or decreasing it even. By increasing it, is it the same problem or not? So if the issue is making something unusable, something usable, the issue is not whether it's already technically on or off, but whether until now it was usable or not. That's issue number one. So even in terms of the mosif reichav, I add a new quality in terms of molid. Take another level. Let's say it's already on, but it's already on, it's already working. But until now, you could hear it only to a certain degree. It could only do X. Now that you added more electricity to it, now it can do X and Y, or X, Y, and Z, or whatever. So there, I added, whether it be in terms of molded, you could say the same types of svaras, in terms of tikkun mana, and I'll get it. For example, in tikkun mana, certainly in terms of achshavei, I did something chashivos with electricity. I did something even by adding electricity. I did something new with it. But in terms of, it's very interesting, in terms of asiyas kli, there's a halacha, let's say already I had a kli which was cut out. This is all a glob of cheres, a glob of something. And it's already made up until, it already has a kli kibul up until here. say halfway up, halfway through the cup, and I want a deeper cup. I want a cup which can contain more. So if I dig out more, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, I'm chayiv both for the first time where I made it into a kli, and then when I add more to it, I'm still chayiv again. I made a different type of different quality of kli by I think chak pizza b'kapuza. When I dug deeper into the kli, I'm chayiv for each and every time. So here it's possible for particular mana both times when I make it and when I give it, when I infuse it with more. Though which one of these are more chamor? Again, for a person who has to be wearing a hatzolah radio or something of the like, is it better to leave it on, or very low, or to turn it on every time? It could very well be that at least I'm solving the chazon ish's problem. I'm not creating the circuit every time. It's already technically on, so at least to know these different levels may be important to at least minimize that avera whenever it's possible. That was one issue I wanted to discuss in terms of both transistors and on Shinoi Zerim, the two very much come together. Finally, also very, very essential, this is the most pervasive question right now, is when you walk into anywhere, you're turning on all types of sensors and the like. So obviously that gets us into in Yonah of Dabrashani Miskavim Psikresha. So we know Psikresha is Chayim. Psikresha de Lo Nechale, of course, is Machlokas Vishonim. More or less, we make all Psikresha de Rabbanon, at least trade Rabbanon, which the brewers make all with. Now, but if it's, let's say it's a Psikresha, let's make believe even with Choshesh for the Chazanish would be the hardest to get around. But let's say Rav Asher Weiss. This is a crucial. Even if you assume something like that, this may be where it gets very interesting. It's based on a type of an achshavik or a type of makiv apatish tikkun mana. We know we just finished Sukkos. Just will finish that. One of the rayas, the classical rayas for the Aruch's opinion that psikresh lo nechale is mutter, is. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel, that Eim Mimatin Biyontif, if you have berries on your hadasim, you can't Eim Mimatin Biyontif. The Gemara says, a person did. It says, no, there is mutter, the Islay Hoshana Achriti. You already had other ones. So what do you mean? If it's Usir, so what that you had other ones? So the Aruch brings that as a raya that it must be that. The reason why you're being mimai is because you want to eat the berries. You're hungry. So you're eating the berries. So just derech agav, you're being misakin the mana. So it's a tikkun mana the psikresha. But since it's a psikresha, the lo nechale, the islei hoshana achriti, mimela, it's mota, that's one of the strong rayas that the Aruch brings. Now, how do we show him push off that raya? The Zok, the Ramban, the following, that, let's say today, right, with 2 days after Sukkot, I would pick off berries off a Hoshana. So what would I say? I'm being Misakin Mona? At this point, no one's thinking Hoshanas at all anymore. No one's thinking Hadassim at all anymore. I'm not being Misakin Mona. So what's the idea? The idea of certain occasions, tikkun mana itself is only tikkun mana if what? If I need that mana. If I'm trying to accomplish that mana. On certain occasions, it doesn't have a shame malacha at all. It's unlike if I make a fire, the psik resha. A fire is a fire whether I want it or not. Havara is Havara, whether or not I want it or not. Tikkun mana on occasions is only going to be a mana to the degree that I want it. Certainly in Hoshanas, that's very shayach. Now, in terms of how to apply this svara, in terms of let's make believe, we'll assume the worst, except for the Chazanish. This is going to be for him that may be the hardest if you take him objectively. But if I'm going to be, when I'm walking around the streets, I'm going to be creating all types of circuits. When I use, leave it there for a second. I mean, creating all types of circuits all over the place. So, if the problem is an objective binyan, that's much harder to get around. But if the problem is a tikkun mana, especially one only based on achshave, one could argue the case, certainly in a psik ratio of the lo nechale, even if we pass it against the aruch, a psik ratio of the lo nechale bechlal, there's no malacha to talk about, there's no achshave to talk about. When, you know, we'll be walking the streets and the various, you know, and an LED light's going to go on over there, a sound's going to go off over there. Who knows what else is going to happen in the near future when you walk the streets? I can't answer. But all of those things are totally, even if in theory they would be daraisa, all types of tikkun manot. But since you have no interest in them, it's very possible they wouldn't be malacha, possibly even a psik resha denechole. Certain occasions, maybe it's only to the degree that you're being mechaving to it, would that be aser? If it's molid, there's a machlokas haposkim, where the psik resha applies to molid. If the model we're using is molid, it's machlokas. I have it in the Ramah Komas. I don't have it. It's where the exact, what the exact, the poskim where they speak about molid discuss whether or not molid is aser, even b'psik resha. So all of these questions, there is good room to be lenient, especially if what I'm doing is completely, it has no chashivas within itself. If mamish, I'm making a kli, it's much harder to be makel. This is all, I believe I have this all on the sheets. If not, you talk to me more after. I don't have time to develop this right now. Some of them are makomos. Certainly, the less chashiv I think you're doing, the less chashiv kli or binyan that you're creating, there's more room to be makel based on this type of svara, that it's only usher in as much as achshavei. And therefore, when I'm not being mechaved for it, therefore there's room to be meikel. And the idach, even when I'm creating, is not as chashev. As long as if I'm being mechaved for it, that gufa may be the malachas machsheves. Shalom for listening.
Sure. Well, we're done here. Okay. So, because we have to.